Representatives from the Irish Medical Organisation will today tell the Oireachtas Health Committee that a shortage of junior doctors is leading to burnout and mental health problems. The IMO says the shortfall in numbers has been exacerbated by the recruitment embargo and that doctors are being asked to work beyond levels that are safe for patient care. Professor Matthew Sadler is the chair of the IMO's Consultants Committee. He joins us now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
A task force on this issue published its report back in February, and after that, the Minister for Health said that progress was being made. Is he wrong?
To an extent, yes. I mean, progress has been made, but at a very slow pace. You know, we have a serious problem with, as you said in your introduction, with the NCHD or junior doctors situation in the country, where we are suffering, where doctors are still working illegal hours, despite the fact that the European Working Time Directive controlling hours of doctors came in the 1990s. You know, we have doctors working beyond, 68% of our doctors are working beyond 10 days in a row. They're working longer than legal shifts of 13 hours, working 24 hours, and in some places working longer than that and consistent in a consecutive time. So while progress has been made, you know, it has been well too slow. It has not met up with what the needs of the doctors are. And on our own research, where we did a study onto our own doctors, we saw that 80% of our NCHD or junior doctor cohort at the moment are in risk of suffering burnout. And the problem is that this then leads into difficulties with recruitment, difficulties with retention, and things like the recruitment embargo, which is very much a blunt tool across the service, which doesn't allow for areas that might need extra staff, are just making these problems worse.
Yeah, but that recruitment freeze, as you know, was introduced because of massive overspending on health. So is it your argument that the health budget is too low?
Yes, I mean, we would feel that, well, like, the health budget is probably too low, and is it being spent in the right places? We have had years and years of, you know, I mean, our biggest problem in our health service at the moment is bed capacity. We're about 5,000 beds short, ideally, of what we need in the system. And that is what is happening. That is why we have trolley increases in our emergency departments. That's why patients, when they turn to the emergency departments, are deemed that they need an admission to hospital, aren't able to get a bed. You know, we need an infrastructure spend on our health service. Whether the overall budget is too high or too low, you know, it's not for me to say, but it's certainly what we need to be spending the money on, we don't seem to be spending on the money on, which is infrastructure build, and capacity is our number one issue that is holding up and choking up our hospital service. We have roughly the same number of beds that we had in the year 2000, but as everybody listening to the programme today knows, our population has increased substantially since that point in time. We have an ageing population where a much higher percentage of the population is over 65 now than was before or was ever in the history of the state. Medicine in the meantime has become much more complex, which is a good thing because people are surviving and living longer with less morbidity from illnesses like stroke or cardiovascular disease than we've ever done before. But to be able to provide those services, we need the extra capacity in our hospitals. And that is the single critical point that we are suffering with.
At the same time, the Irish Times reporting this morning that the Minister for Finance, that he has held talks with the Minister for Health because spending for the first 4 months of the year was €500 million over budget. So a lot of money is being spent.
A lot of money is being spent, but as I said, I mean, where is it being spent, and is it spent in the right places? You know, a lot of the money is being spent to try to catch up with and be reactive to the deficits that we have within the system, you know, where we are looking at, because of recruitment and retention problems, you know, there's agency staff being employed. They're looking at short-term fix to try to get patients out of hospitals. So what we are calling for and what we've called for a very, very long time is a number of things that we think would help and potentially make the health service more efficient, which is, number one, we need infrastructure build. We need more actual physical beds. And to have more physical beds, you need more buildings being built and more space in which to put the beds. And then we also need a digitization and an electronic patient record system in our hospitals, which also leads to huge delays and inefficiencies in the trying to provide care for patients.
Professor Matthew Sadler, thank you for talking to us this morning.